Hey, everybody, it's Brian Drake of the Drake and Scott with Ziggy podcast. Unfortunately, we have another best of this week. Scott and Ziggy are on previously planned vacations. So we had planned to do this week as a best of. Last week was an accident because our mixing console blew up. And that's getting fixed. So we'll be back next week with a new show. What I did for this week was pull four segments from previous shows, and I'll introduce each segment so you know what's going on. Otherwise, it's like stepping into the middle of a conversation. The first segment is from our very first show of this year. A lot of stuff that I promise in this segment, we're still working on. It hasn't quite come to fruition yet, but it is a good reminder to get back on or get busy with those things once again. And anyway, you get to hear the hilarious story of my New Year's Eve shenanigans, and now the best of Drake and Scott. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you are not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott.
Scott with three T's.
I'm waiting for my webpage to load here so I can talk about what we have to talk about today.
I'm waiting for my third T.
Do you know how much money the logo cost? I'm not making any corrections to it.
Dang it. Third T is like somebody who has a birthday around Christmas. It just always gets lost.
That's right. Well, you want to read the ad? Because this show's got a sponsor.
That's true. We have a friend in the solar business, Alex Garnfield, because rising electricity prices are becoming increasingly ridiculous, Brian. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you can regain control over your energy costs. You know how you do that?
How?
You make a switch to solar power.
Oh, wow.
You call Alex Garnfield at 925-791-1776, and you get a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. So you can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. That's $6.
How do you beat that?
You can't get anything for $6 anymore.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Right?
Thanks, Joe.
All you got to do is dial 925-791-1776 now and start saving money. And don't forget to mention Brian and Scott.
No, it's Drake and Scott.
Drake and Scott. I'm going to forget Drake as long as you forget the third T. Okay. Tell him Drake and Scott referred you.
Okay, so it's that way, huh?
There you go.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you for Scott for reading the ad. And boy, where do we start today? We've got, first of all, it's officially Happy New Year. This is our first show for 2024. And we have a lot of exciting things that we're working on and hope to bring you soon. I've got a lot of stuff from the holidays to talk about.
Yeah, we got a special announcement. We got Epstein stuff to cover.
And we've got Harvard. They got rid of Gay, or Gay decided self-terminate.
You had to spin it that way, didn't you?
That's right. We talked about this on our last show before Christmas, the fat influencers that are dying. I'd really like to get to this, and I promise I won't make any dead fat people jokes.
Yeah, there's so much to cover today. We got a coffee mug. An inappropriate coffee mug.
Well, it's perfectly appropriate for me. My wife didn't like it. And then, getting sick on New Year's Eve. I've got all kinds of thoughts.
There was another Taylor Swift sighting.
Yeah.
We probably need to cover that.
Sure. So how about I start with New Year's Eve, which is the holiday I look forward to every year. You know, Christmas is great. Thanksgiving's okay.
And this is your crazy on the way?
You want to do crazy on the way?
This is your crazy on the way.
This is from last week, though. Well, I guess it did get pretty crazy. So I'll just keep going with it. So my wife, Sarah, she got sick over Christmas. I did everything I could to not get sick. I still got a little of it. It was mostly just head congestion. and some stomach issues. And but anyway, by New Year's Eve, I felt awful. You know, I was still up and around. I could still have a decent time, but I was hurting. So I got this big fat cigar. It was about 8.5 inches long. It's a La Flor Dominicana, and great cigar. And it's a slow burner too, so it's like I could light this at 8 o'clock and I'd still be smoking by midnight when I call my family and we all tell each other Happy New Year. So I'm out on the porch. It's about 10 o'clock, 10:30. My wife is in the shower because she's going to go to bed, and suddenly the cigar is making me feel a little funny.
Uh oh.
And I can't get to the bathroom because Sarah's in it, and I'm out on the porch. It's, you know, 44 degrees outside. I just said, the heck with it. I turned around to the left of me, to the left where the bushes are, and just threw up dinner, threw up whatever was in there. And this is the second time that this particular cigar has made me sick. It is very strong, and being as long as it is, you just, it's like smoking three cigars at once, and it just bothers me all the time. I don't know why I didn't remember it from the last time this happened, but anyway, I'm throwing up in the bushes. And then I start laughing to myself because I'm 48 years old, outside, throwing up in the bushes, just like I was when I was 28 and 38, except those times on New Year's Eve, I was drunk.
And this time you were...
And this time I had a head...
Yeah,
exactly. I had a head cold. I wasn't feeling good. The cigar made me feel funny. I haven't touched a drop of alcohol in months. And here I am again, throwing up in the bushes. Happy New Year. And it was a long night.
That's a rough story. I'm glad it's your story rather than my story.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little old person advice.
Okay.
You ready? You just got to sell it differently. Yeah, just
okay.
I did some landscaping on New Year's Eve. I put in some fertilizer.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Well, the funny thing is, I was next to the bushes is our bedroom window because our bedroom's at the front of the house. It's a long story. But because I know that's not where bedrooms usually are located, but it's our situation. And Sarah's on the other side of the window. And she's getting ready for bed. She can't hear a thing. So here I am, Ralphing in the bushes right outside the window, and she's just la da 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 da.
Yeah.
So I stagger back in, cleaned up, and it's 11 o'clock by this point, and it's like, what am I gonna, you know? Because I wanted to watch a movie. I had this whole thing planned, and all that's out the window because I feel terrible. And so I just plopped on the couch, pulled over a blanket, and I watched an hour of Drew Carey. Remember the Drew Carey show?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he was on late, and. And I said, I haven't seen this show in a long time. So you are old. I know. So I watched two episodes of Drew Carey and then talked to my family at midnight and then crashed.
So another piece of old person advice.
Uh-huh.
Never admit either of those two things again.
Which?
That you barfed in the bushes or that you watched Drew Carey.
But throwing up in the bushes is funny, and just sitting to watch Drew Carey is just pathetic. So it's a double funny.
Well, it's a good thing you Ralph before you watched Drew Carey, because otherwise you would have Ralphed after.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. There was one time the tequila incident of 2012.
Famous incident.
Yes, that I never talk about. But anyway, some friends. It was back when we were doing the old show actually on Radio Slot, because we would meet on Saturday, we'd have some dinner, have some drinks, do the show. Usually we were doing the show drunk, and then the drinking continued after the show. And we had a girl on, her name was Stacy, Monica was her air name. So she brought a bottle of tequila, and she's like, let's all have a shot. So it's like, okay, fine. So I took this shot of tequila, and then everything came up. So I'm 15 minutes in the bathroom, and when I got out, I was like, okay, you losers, I get to start over.
You had a reset. Yeah.
Oh, those days are gone, though. So
I had a New Year's story that was I thought was kind of funny.
Okay.
So and the whole staying up to midnight, that's lost on me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excitement. And especially because now I know that 3 hours earlier, it already happened on the East Coast. And
yeah.
You go farther east, and it's a new day already for a whole bunch of other people. So can I just celebrate at 9? or earlier, well, and then call, and then I can go to sleep. Anyways,
well, there's
so we're doing our thing with our family, and we're all gathered together, and I'm sitting in this recliner chair. I'm all relaxed, and next thing you know, I fall asleep. It's like maybe 10 o'clock or something. I don't know. I fell asleep. So, and next thing I know, I hear Happy New Year. It's like, what? It's New Year. They didn't wake me up. And they're like, Dad, Happy New Year, honey, whatever. So I'm getting up. People are cheering and hugging and popping poppers and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, Happy New Year. I'm like, oh, okay. When it's just over, we all start heading to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting into bed, and I'm checking my phone right as I'm about to lay down and fall asleep. And it's like 11 o'clock. I was like, wait a minute. It's 11 o'clock.
So they start her.
I said, what's going on? And my wife's like, yeah, we decided to play a fast one on you. We all pretended like it was time because everybody was starting to fall asleep. So joke's on you.
Well, it was already midnight in New York. And
well, the joke's on them. I got to go to sleep, and I didn't have to stay up to midnight. And
yeah, no. Well, that being up till midnight is kind of a tradition with us. So because then I call, you know, my family calls. We all try, you know, get on the phone, and that's our thing. So
at midnight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm not talking to anybody at midnight. Wow.
All right, well, how about the coffee mug that I bought as a novelty that got my wife mad at me?
Yeah.
This is, okay, so I'm on Facebook one day, and there's ads for various products, and then there was...
Did you buy it on Amazon?
No. I bought it on Facebook. We can talk about Amazon in a minute.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah. So this mug, it was a company that was selling novelty mugs. They got various pithy sayings, funny jokes, some dirty jokes. And I found a mug that said, I'm sorry for having great tits and correct opinions about everything. Well, immediately I thought of my wife.
Oh.
So I bought this. Oh. I bought this mug, and it took a few weeks to get there. And I thought, well, Sarah does not like crude humor. She doesn't like dirty jokes. That it's not
her
thing.
This is why you thought of her.
And yeah, and it's like, I know I can't show this to her, but it'll be a little private joke with me. I've got some other novelty mugs that I keep, and I'll just put this with that one, and she won't see it. So the mug comes in the mail, and I'm opening the package, and she's in the room, and I start laughing because I know what it is. She's like, what's so funny? And it's like, I really shouldn't show you. And she's like, well, now you have to show me. So I was like, well, okay. So I open the package, get the mug out, and I show her to her. And she reads it, and she says, why did you buy this? And I said, because it's funny. She's like, is this for me? I'm like, no, I thought I would put it with my own stuff. She says, I never want to see this again. And then she, you know.
Hands it back to me.
And I said, okay, fine. That's fine. That's perfect. And then she says, let me see it again. So I show it to her, and she reads it, and she goes, well, I guess thank you for the compliment, but I never want to see that again. And I was really close to saying, how do you know it's about you?
Just for your survival, I'm glad you bit your tongue on that one.
Well, because I would have been lying if I said that. But
Oh, man.
No, it was about her.
Oh, I thought it was about you.
No, it's about her. No, I do not have great tits. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. No.
Thank you for that.
Yes. No, it did refer to my wife. I put it away with my other mug, and
your sense of humor is concerning.
No, it isn't.
It's going to get you in trouble at the minimum. Maybe it's not concerning.
It's going to get me in trouble. Well, no, I should say it's gotten me in trouble many times in my life, but that's okay. It just means that the other people need to go to Amazon and buy a sense of humor. And if you look on Amazon and search for a sense of humor, you will see a bunch of ads for things other than a sense of humor, which takes us to our listener email. We've got a minute and a half, so we got to hustle here. We'll carry it over to the next break, but
we have a winner.
Yeah,
we have a winner on the email contest. It's Mark the Nurse. Mark the Nurse sent us an email. It's good, and gave us a topic here. Let me read it. First time emailer, long time listener. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm writing to speak in the absolute frustration of entering a search in Amazon and having a return suggestions about everything, but what I was actually searching for.
Yep.
This is not limited to Amazon. I just happen to do a lot of searches there. I've learned how to circumvent the marketing push that has tainted searches, but it has, without a doubt, caused a great deal of unnecessary time loss and frustration. Thank you for 45 minutes of weekly drive home entertainment on Spotify, by the way.
Well, Mark, thank you for listening. We do,
yes, Mark the nurse.
We do appreciate your email for sure. You know, I used to laugh at male nurses because I thought that was a girl's job, you know, and then I realized, wait a minute, if you're a decent looking guy in a field dominated by women, you could probably do pretty well on the dating scene.
Right? Well, we'll have to find out if Mark the nurse is a decent looking guy then.
Well, I'm sure he is, but I mean, but back in 2022, when I thought I was having a heart attack one morning, we went to the ER and the nurse who plugged me into the EKG, I was like, how you doing? And I mean, she was pretty nice. So, of course, my wife is there. I forgot I was supposed to be dying for 2 minutes. And it's like, well, hey, you could slow down a little bit and just, you know, put those things on my chest a little slower. But anyway, you were saying about my sense of humor.
Yeah, it's rearing its ugly head again.
Well, Mark,
we'll have to get into the Amazon thing.
Yes, we are up on a break. Mark will pick this up when we come back.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Drake keeping you company. The best of Drake and Scott with Ziggy. This second segment continues with Scott complaining that he doesn't have his third T in the logo. And it's also a segment featuring Ziggy, who is still a new addition to the program. When we recorded this episode, he drops a zinger you're going to love. And, you know, one thing that sucks about doing best ofs is there's a lot of stuff that we don't get to talk about, such as a couple in Compton, California. They've taken it upon themselves to fill potholes in the city because the city will not do it. But then the city told them to stop and continue to refuse to fix the road problems. I suppose you could say Compton is straight out of asphalt. Anyway, we'll get to this and a bunch of other things when Scott and Ziggy come back. In the meantime, here is segment two of the best of Drake and Scott with Ziggy.
Can he insert a third T for my name?
You really want the third T on the logo?
I want my third T. I was noticing even in the ads that we've been reading, the third T was left out.
Okay, I will talk to Stephanie, is our graphic designer. I will talk to her.
I'm dropping third T's everywhere.
Okay, we will get the third T in there. And maybe that will help get us some extra eyeballs on the searches. And
if it's a space issue, I can give up a G to get an extra T.
There you go.
No, it's not a space issue.
Hey, you know what else has a third T?
What?
Our email address.
DrakeandScott3T@gmail.com. Do we have any emails?
DrakeandScott@gmail.com.
Yeah. Have you checked the email box lately?
I have checked. We're email free today.
Oh, okay.
So send us an email. Give us a topic. Give us a challenge.
Yes,
a bet contest we can do.
Yeah, topic, a bet. Yeah, we need to come up with another bet. Because after I lost the Trump bet, we are bet-less right now.
There you go. We could not mention Sleepy Joe. See who mentioned Sleepy Joe for the first time.
We don't talk about him much anyway. So, what? I mean, it would just be...
When you talk about him, you get what we just got, radio silence.
Exactly. So, I mean, it would just be business as usual if we don't talk about him.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be a hard year to leave him out with the presidential election.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's Donald Trump and the other guy.
the participation award winner.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Hertz. They're getting rid of their electric cars. Hertz made a splash in 2021 when it announced they would buy 100,000 Tesla Model 3 sedans. 6 months later, the rail car company said it would buy 65,000 Polestars over 5 years. And it appeared the EV transition was about to sweep the rental car market. No longer the case. Hertz now says they're selling 20,000 of its EVs and replacing them with fossil fuel powered vehicles.
Is that because they didn't want to use the word gas?
I guess. Who is this? This is from TechCrunch, and I'm already rolling my eyes into the back of my head here. Another sign of EV momentum slowing, perhaps, but it's more likely a precautionary tale of how businesses should assess new markets and how not to introduce new products to your consumers. So basically, a lot of they were confused about maintenance, or not confused, but taken by surprise
by the maintenance, the drop in value of the cars, and, you know, some other things. That's the official line. I think they realize this stuff really doesn't work as well as advertised, especially in cold climates. And this was, you know, it might be good for the environment, but we're upsetting a lot of customers because they're getting stuck. And I think it's a comedy skit is what I think it is.
How many times have they had to send out a service tech to show somebody how to turn the car on or plug it in?
Fix a problem because it won't start. And what are you going to do, reboot your car?
I can't turn off the seat heater.
The only time, you know, renting gas cars when we go see my wife's family in Texas, we've never had a problem except one time we got a nail in the tire because my wife's father-in-law lives out in the boondocks. And so we had to call for a truck to come out and fix it. And they sent someone out and went away, and it was super easy. But, you know, but that's old tech, you know, to have to deal with the new stuff. I wonder how many hours it took to get things going again. I mean, because nothing is foolproof. And if it can be, if you put somebody, hand somebody something, they will find a way to screw it up. So I can only imagine how those who are not tech inclined, such as myself, would jam up a Tesla and make it not go.
Right? Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy. Yeah.
To mess it up.
I mean, you speak from experience?
I drove a Tesla for a day once. It was glorious. But the guy who I borrowed the car from, he took me through this whole little training for a while and had to figure it out.
How long did the training take to learn how to drive a car?
I was like 10 minutes. It's just knowing like which switches do what, because you want to be able to actually drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're coming through a rental car place and they just hand you the key and say, oh, your car's over there, mm-hmm. space number 57, you get in the car and you've never been in an electric car before.
Right.
I get messed up on some of the fossil fuel rental cars because I don't, every once in a while there's a little bit of a learning curve on some of those.
Mm-hmm. But it's basic enough technology that it's easy to figure out.
For most.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, most is key.
The Tesla is easier to drive than a traditional car once you get in it.
I see. The only time I've been in a Tesla is with an Uber, and I was expecting a much more comfortable ride. It was bouncy and rough, and it's like, well, this is like my car. This is no upgrade. Anyway. You guys been on YouTube lately? No, I guess not. Okay.
No.
So YouTube has declared war on ad blockers. They want people to sign up for their premium service or run their ads because they're hurting for money. And now they are, if you have a browser such as the Brave browser that I'm using right now that has a built-in ad block, they are messing with it to
slow it down.
No, to make your CPU run more and run hotter. And it's... Yeah, so and then it's delaying the website layout and everything like here. I'll just read from the article from this one particular website called Tom's Guide. If I can clear the pop-up. Here we go. It's no secret that Google has declared war on ad blockers, and the new year has only brought even more reports of annoying delays for YouTube users with ad blockers enabled. And it's... recent reports of users experiencing loading delays on YouTube are unrelated to our ad blocker detection efforts, which is not what I've heard. Users have speculated that the issue stems from an artificial timeout written within YouTube's code, which slows down the video player in much the same way as it would when interfacing with a laggy internet connection. They want you to view the ads or buy their service, so they're going to mess with your experience until you cave in. I'm not caving in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Watch the 5 seconds and skip.
No, not even that. I'm running Brave, and I'm not going to get ads at all. I will. It's only affecting desktops, by the way. It doesn't seem to affect the laptop here. But if I run it on the desktop at home, then I got to wait a few extra seconds, and maybe. Not all the comments load right away. I don't get the shuffle feature for my liked videos, and they're just trying to be annoying.
I run an Apple, and I...
And you don't have any of this, so you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, it's... I mean, it was, 15 years ago or more, maybe 20 years ago, I figured out that if you have Apple products, you're not susceptible to all the viruses and people messing with your software. And I haven't had any of those problems. I love it.
Okay. Well,
I want to get the man out of my electrical devices.
Oh, so you buy an Apple. Okay. Well, that part's debatable, but the rest of it is not. There's often been a theory that, you know, Bill Gates and Microsoft create the viruses that they then send out to the computer so then they can sell you the yep. patch. And yep. Anyway.
Oh, are you saying that companies have an intrinsic bias as to why they do things?
Yeah.
For their own self-interest?
Yeah.
This is new ground, Brian.
No, it's not.
Wow.
No, it isn't.
Breaking news. Yeah. This just in. Bias.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everyone should have to take a college course, the introductory class to psychology, where they learn about bias.
Okay.
There were so many great concepts in that class. They're just true about life.
Right on.
There is always bias. And if you can figure that out and just accept it, then it's just a matter of figuring out what the bias is.
Mm.
There's always self-interest. There's always some kind of manipulation. It's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's follow the money.
Right.
Somebody's getting paid for something, and that's why they do it.
Of course. And hence, you know, Bill Gates selling the service to fix a problem that he causes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, here's another fact of life. We're up on a break. So back after this. Hey, everybody. Brian Drake again. I can't remember which episode this third segment came from, but in it, we talk about one of my favorite stories of late. It's from Connecticut and features a school, a tampon dispenser, and a boys' bathroom. The best of Drake and Scott with Ziggy. Anyway, we got a great story here out of Connecticut from WHAM News in their series called Crisis in the Classroom. The headline, Tampon Dispenser and Boys' School Bathroom Destroyed. And if you want to start laughing now, you can. here from Brookfield, Connecticut. Connecticut high school students reportedly destroyed a tampon dispenser 20 minutes after it was installed in the boys' bathroom last week. Brookfield High School placed the box in the restroom on January 24th in anticipation of a state law requiring boys' bathrooms to carry menstrual products, according to CT Insider.
Wait, Connecticut passed a law that you have to have women's products in a male restroom?
Yeah, that's right, because boys need tampons too. That's a thing. Haven't you noticed?
No,
I tend to stay away from most media. And,
yeah, okay.
And this is evidence of why I stay away from it.
So the principal says a dispenser with menstrual products was installed in the boys' bathroom near the main office. The installation was completed at 9:30. By 9:52, tampons were all over the floor. The newly installed distribution box was ripped off the wall along with the masonry anchors, and the distribution box itself was destroyed.
Wow, they even took out the masonry anchors, right?
they're doing the work.
These are real boys.
Yeah. The school reportedly reinstalled the dispenser. Principal Belanda denounced the vandalism as disgusting and immature.
Wow. I wonder if they're going to put a video camera in the men's restroom see who destroys it the next time. You know that thing's coming down again.
Yeah. Brookfield Board of Education Chair Wendy Youngblood reportedly argues the message intended to be sent by the box's destruction was obscured by its delivery. This is not an effective way of doing it, Youngblood claimed. Most importantly, it overruns the law and the rights of some people who need tampons.
There's no one in the women's restroom that needs a tampon.
I know.
We're at risk of the inmates running the asylum.
You know, normally I like to go counter to whatever your argument is just because it's fun and to have a bunch of guys that agree on things doesn't make a good show. Yeah. But I can't come up with a reason to support this.
I'm way too solid ground on this one. Right? The students have become smarter than the principal.
Yeah, I this is how...
That reminds me of the great saying of the immortal Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
Now the student has become the master.
Well, the other thing I think it shows is just, you know, the kids growing up in this with this ridiculousness are going to do nothing but rebel against it. And when they come of age, then people like these principals, like the principal and this other young lady are going to have a real hard time. Just remember, guys, the tampon goes in the front hole.
Whoa, no. No, you can't. No. Can we strike that from the record?
Well,
where's my mute button?
They have to understand how it works. Don't put it in the back.
No guy ever needs to understand that.
No sounding references here, please, Brian.
They can figure it out. They're way ahead of us on many other things as well. My goodness. Where's your dad? Goodness.
He doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't.
Well, this is probably why.
He's unbelievable. Like, okay. No, he thinks this is the. How's that little talk show thing you're doing? That's what he thinks about it. So
yeah, well,
my wife doesn't listen either. By the way, so
I have family members who watch or listen to this thing. So we gotta,
and I'm sure they will laugh uproariously.
No, they're gonna
live vicariously.
They're gonna
through,
cringe, and then they're gonna email and thank me for trying to shut you down. Put something in your front hole. Gee whiz, that was terrible. Terrible. I went to a wedding. Actually, Ziggy and I both went to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It wasn't ours.
You like weddings?
I enjoyed mine.
I love weddings.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. All the two families coming together, all the friends, everybody's good mood. There's almost always great food.
Yeah.
There's no real agenda where you have to do anything or perform. You hang out and have a great old time.
So. Usually. I mean, I know with mine, we had to make sure we kept some people separated.
Yeah.
And it was, because we're kind of a mixed mash of religions. You have the Christian contingent, there's the Catholic, and then the Mormon. So we had to make sure we, you know, don't cross the streams, you know. So we had to.
Yeah. No Jews?
No.
Oh, okay. Anti-Semite. Yeah, so we're in between the ceremony and the reception, and we're all hanging out in like the lounge area and
cocktail
talking. Cocktail hour and little snacks, and the bridal party's doing their photos. You know, that's a long time. And we're all sitting there. There's this big flat screen TV. Yeah. We're all hanging out, and I look over, and Star Wars is playing.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
Empire Strikes Back, the original second movie.
Right.
Episode 5, for those of us who know the difference between order and whatever. And so it's the scene where Darth Vader and Skywalker are having their lightsaber battle.
Right.
And he's about to find out that Darth Vader is his father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The movie's 40 years old. I think I can survive.
44 years old. Anyways, so.
Seriously, that old?
Empire Strikes Back came out in 1980.
Oh my God.
Trust me on this one. Yeah. New Hope came out 77.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back
1983.
80. Okay. 83. Yeah. Return of the Jedi was 83. So, anyways, this scene's on.
Old.
And I'm entranced because I'm a total Star Wars fan. And I'm watching, and I was like, oh, now I have to watch, because I know any second, here comes the line. Well, the audio's off, and so you can only read the subtitles. And here it's coming, and then I stop, and I look around, and there's like umpteen people watching the scene.
It's
the weirdest thing.
Was this on display because the bride and groom were fans, or was that?
The bride and the groom are both huge Star Wars people.
Okay.
And then someone in the wedding party actually works for the production company that does the Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. So there were several different ties. And I look around and everybody's watching it and like, ah, he finally says it. And then everybody goes back to it.
Oh,
I just thought it was hilarious.
That's so right.
Never had a first at a wedding. So.
Was it outdoor or indoor?
Community pause.
Oh, the weather was so bad yesterday. Yeah. It was absolutely indoor.
Okay.
I mean, there were trees hitting the windows and stuff. The wind was blowing so bad.
Because my wedding was outdoor. And we really lucked out with the weather. That's right. it was 5 years ago. I can't remember. But what was I going to say? Yeah, we did have an indoor option in case the weather went south, but we lucked out. So.
Yeah, weather was great.
Good.
But man, I ate too much.
Mm.
Yeah, they had this beef thing with, what's the white cream, horseradish sauce. Mm-hmm. And then right next to it, they had this massive salmon, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
The hilarious thing. They had 8 different salads.
I didn't know eight different salads existed.
No, I know. And so I'm making my regular jokes that salad's not food. It's what you put on food.
Right.
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 Anyways, okay. Salad is not food. It's what food eats.
Right.
That's anyways, I'm loading up on the beef and the salmon, the whole thing. Man, I was driving home last night, and I was a mess.
Now, like, does this tie in at all with your new diet that you talked about this morning?
Yeah, that was the, I was trying to transition to, then I started thinking about this new diet idea. And it's not really a diet so much as it is an eating pattern. I saw some information on your metabolism, and there's all the Atkins and keto stuff about, only protein, and you want to burn fat, so you eat natural protein first, and it burn stored fat first. And well, your body gets used to that after a few days and then it compensates. And they were explaining that if you can confuse your metabolism, like throw off your metabolism so that it runs high regularly, then you'll burn more stored fat, visceral fat.
Sure.
Which this is a disgusting name, visceral fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where do you give that?
We can, she who shall not be named, we can call her that.
Oh,
this visceral fat.
Man, you're just trying to upset Taylor's number one fan. So, no, but apparently if you alternate between low carb days and high carb days, on the low carb days, you eat a bunch of protein and so your body starts burning stored fat. And then the next day you do high carb and your body says, oh, we got all this carbs. We got to ramp up the metabolism. So your metabolism gets ramped up, and then the next day you follow it with just protein, and you just alternate back and forth so that your metabolism is constantly running high, but every other day you're burning stored fat.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought of exercising?
What?
Because this sounds really complicated.
Whoa, we're not swearing on this show.
This sounds really complicated.
Exercise is like a swear word these days.
Yeah, okay. No, I enjoy quite a bit.
I'm with electrical assist, so I don't have not to enough. Pedal so much.
Okay, you know, I'm down 10 pounds, you know. So this morning when it was 250 pounds hitting the floor, if it had been 260 where I started, I would have made a louder noise.
Okay. Yes.
And a dent.
Yeah, right.
Just trying to keep you on track, bud.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. By the way, you're not sending me any more texts that say fat F anymore, so you're falling behind too.
Yeah.
My goodness. So you guys are just getting darker and darker.
No, I told him to send me a text every day that says, you know, you fat F, and then that will help motivate me. Have you considered that? Well, Ziggy can send you a text too.
No, my dietary advice is alternating between high and low carb days. His dietary advice is texting people derogatory statements about their body image.
Well, but whatever motivates you, right?
Oh, that's not motivating.
Well, it works for me. All right.
Yuck.
Glad to support. Any final thoughts on this one before we...
You going to try the new eating pattern with me?
Yeah, totally. I'm thinking steak one
just
day.
Just so you know, today's a high carb day. Today's high carb day.
All right. Pizza it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I could totally. I'm, you know, steak one day, potatoes the next. Steak the other day, potatoes the next.
Why don't you try
that sounds good.
Why don't you guys try the beer diet that the monks do? Some monks in Germany, you know, 500 years ago figured out that... the particular type of beer, if they just fast on the beer or they fast from food and drink the beer and they wound up losing weight that way. And without, yada, yada, yada. It's the beer diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be more fun than trying to figure out protein one day and carbs the next? And
I'm trying to avoid being an alcoholic.
I was going to say, I don't think my liver would appreciate that too much.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
There's enough things that want to make me drink these days. I don't need to do it on purpose.
Okay. All right, we're up on a break. Back after this.
Well, these four segments are always tough to do because we always have so little time and there's not much time to cover things. We usually just save the fourth segment for our wrap-up, and Scott tries to tie everything together with a common theme. So I really don't have much to say about it. We'll be back with a regular show next week, one way or another, even if I have to have a guest in here to take Scott and Ziggy's place in case they extend their vacation. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed your getaway. Everybody else, thanks for listening. Let's get back to the best of Drake and Scott.
Ooh, yeah. I'm putting it under the 12th.
Right on. Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com, back with our final segment post-game wrap-up where we try to make sense of everything we've talked about over the last hour.
But it just makes sense.
I'm not sure we can.
No.
I don't know. We're going to take a shot at it, though. Today's post-game report brought to you by communication.
Okay.
Communicate. Ooh. Right, we were talking earlier about when you withhold stuff, mm-hmm. especially from people that you care about. When you withhold it, let's break it down. You're holding something within you. Who's it going to mess with the most? Yourself.
Right.
But yeah. it's like a virus or a disease. The more you get messed up by it, it's going to start affecting the people around you.
Sure.
If we're just open, share information, it's not really that big of a threat. You got to stop looking at it as detrimental or that people are going to judge you based on something that you shared. Then we get stuff out on the open and we start talking about it. Like this professor who had a study, he published the results, and we can't talk about it. We can't communicate about it. Mm-hmm. This guy's trying to communicate and then they're going straight to violence. Let's just do communication. All right.
Sure.
Post-game report brought to you by Communicate. Right. I want this Panera Bread company guy and the inept governor to communicate about what's really going on behind the scenes with these, right?
Sure.
Let's find out what is the minimum wage bill all about. Why do we have these bills that we pass that are hundreds and hundreds of pages long and nobody knows what's inside of them? Nope. Because they don't want you to know. It's lack of communication.
See, this is why we have him on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, right? I get worked up about this stuff. Want to pound on the table and say awful things. He actually makes it all make sense.
Communicate with your kids. Communicate with your spouses. Communicate with your coworkers. Like, come on, can't we all just get along?
No.
No.
Sorry, I just had to go Rodney King
for a minute. I understand. Yeah. It's
right? If they had talked to him instead of just beat him, things would have gone better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? So, there you go.
All right.
And I have effectively killed the room.
Well, no, it's, but usually though, you tie in the theme of the show with your third T, and communicate doesn't begin with a T. So how does the...
Yeah, it is. The third T brought to you today stands for talk.
I thought I had him.
I thought I had you. Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
It doesn't stand for twist, that's for sure.
You know, I've got two people working on a new logo that will include the third T, and I've yet to hear from either of them. So I will try to get on that this week. But we're working on getting the third T added to the show logo for you. So.
Sweet,
that's good.
Yeah, Ziggy, any final thoughts? Okay. he's withholding his.
I'm withholding
his third T. It stands for tongue tied.
Okay. Tongue tied.
Tongue tied today. Tomorrow, though.
Okay.
I'm just using T words now.
I understand.
Shamelessly.
It's too much.
Let's wrap this up. Hey, next week, we got to talk about this Indiana thing, mental illness.
You know, we got an
immigrant story we got to cover next week, too. So a lot of stuff coming up.
We always run out of time.
And email us. Email us if you have ideas. Please. If you have thoughts, if you want us to talk about drakeandscott@gmail.com. That's Scott with three T's, by the way. If you can't spell that, then you don't get to email us.
And you have to
drakeandscott@gmail.com.
You have to spell out the and, too, right?
You have to spell out the and.
You got to spell the whole thing.
Yes.
So drakeandscott@gmail.com.
There you go.
All right.
It's been fun.
Yeah. I guess that's it. So the time always flies. So... I guess one of us in particular has to fly out of here because I actually have a real job to go to.
Every step you take.
All right. So Drake and Scott with ZiggyRadioSlot.com.
Are they going to start making bread there too?
What was that?
Are they going to start making bread there too?
I'll
bring it up at the next meeting. Yeah. Staff meeting Monday. So yeah, why not? We'll see you all next week.
Bye.